You don't need more volume. You need better questions. Better questions. Hugh Hewitt sits down with lawmakers, legal experts, journalists, and insiders, and actually lets them talk. Lets them talk. Long-form interviews, real context, and time to understand what's really happening behind the headlines. Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. Craig Heinzman sitting in for the one and only Andrew McKay here at News Radio 92.3 on your AM dial 1620. I am the community pastor over at Marcus Point Baptist Church. We have four locations: Pensacola, Beulah, North Pace, and Molino. So it's always a pleasure to get to sit in for Andrew. It really is. It's also, we were talking earlier about it's early. When you don't do early on a regular basis, your body doesn't know how to handle early. Trying to get to bed last night was nearly impossible because I'm a night owl. I don't know about anybody out there right now. I can get up in the morning if necessary, but it is not my natural state. I was talking to a business owner, CEO, and he was talking about how he loves his 3 a.m. like workout time, alone time, because it's the only time he gets to be truly alone in the day. And I was like, man almighty, I said 3 a.m. I can relate to 3 a.m. but only because I stayed up till 3 a.m. not because I got up at 3 a.m. I am a night owl all day long. But Andrew said, hey, can you help me out? I said, absolutely, I can do that and would be an honor. So lots of stuff happening in the world, lots of stuff happening in Pensacola. We are about to have another cold snap, which is going to be a lot of fun. Snow in Pensacola for two straight years in a row. Not something I thought I'd ever see again. Now we've got another cold snap coming through. I don't think it's going to produce any snow, not for us at least. It's definitely going to produce some snow a little bit north of us, and everyone's scrambling up there. Here it's just going to get pretty cold late Sunday night, so make sure that you've taken care of all the things that you have to take care of. Get those plants covered up or plants inside. Make sure your pets are taken care of. Wrap those pipes, all the things that are going to be necessary in order to keep your house in order. Like I said, lots happening. Let's see. Let's get into TikTok. I don't know if you have a TikTok account. I do not. Have never really gotten into that kind of stuff. But it is confirmed, we confirmed yesterday that the U.S. and China have agreed in principle to the signing off of TikTok's operation to U.S. But it's really not about TikTok. It really isn't about the actual app. It's about the data. It's about the algorithms. It's about the control, if we have to be really honest. TikTok, there's 170 million Americans that use it. It is, has one of the most powerful recommendation engines ever created. It doesn't just show content. It decides what rises and disappears and what millions of people say every day. And if those people that have been on TikTok, that's something that they say, once you get on it, it feeds you such entertaining things, so many things that you want to see that it makes it nearly impossible to turn away. So what are lawmakers actually concerned about when it comes to China? Obviously, access to American users' data and control over the algorithm to shape and content and function. If you go and you look at what is happening in China with TikTok, they do have that, but the recommended videos are vastly different than what's happening in America. What they get to see and what's recommended, especially to young people, it's going to be more math, science related. It's going to be more less TikTok dances and booty shaking, more productive things. Under this proposed agreement, the U.S. TikTok's U.S. operations would be structurally separated from its Chinese parents. American user data would be stored and managed domestically here. But there are some questions that we still have to ask about this. We've kind of now gotten into this idea that the server, can be relocated, but the algorithm is real hard to separate from its parent company. Some people wanted a straight out just ban, but once you get into banning things, now you get into free speech matters. We're talking about the economic harm to a number of people that this is their business. Like it or not, there's a lot of people that they make their money off of TikTok content. I know a few people that's the case, that they are creators. Some of which you'd look at it and go, that's just dumb. Why is somebody, getting paid to do that thing? One thing that I can't stand, I've seen it on either my kids' feeds or whatnot. These people that eat food and the sound I think it's called mukbang. I don't know, but you listen to people eat food, which I think to myself, where did I go wrong as a parent that my kid actually has this popping up on their feed? I don't have any desire to listen to anybody eat food at all. If that's what you do for a living and that's your job, I mean, sure. But there's other people that do legitimate reporting, they have legitimate purposes for what they do. And of course, an all-out ban would prevent that. But then it would also set a precedent for government-ordered platform removal. So if you can do, I'm a big, big, big proponent of precedent and understanding the idea of precedent. And once you set a precedent, it's hard to undo that. Oftentimes we talk about, when our team is in power, this is what we want to do. And I was like, that's fine and that's good until your team is no longer in power and the systems you have put in place exist now for the quote other team. So you have to be really, really careful when you do stuff like that. But once this happens, the internet really stops being global. Now all of a sudden we can coordinate off. If data is power and these algorithms shape what we see, who should be allowed to control them? That's the question. Should we have a government that controls it? Should we have private companies that control it? Should anyone control it? We're just going to let it all, go around and exist. We have to understand that this stuff shapes how we view the world. For millions and millions and millions of teenagers, for millions and millions of young people, TikTok is how they see the world around them. It's what delivers their news. They are not looking at legacy media, any sort of, they're not watching Fox News. They're not watching MSNBC. They're not watching any of that mess. They're not. There's no significant numbers for adults watching those programs under the age of 40. So what we have when it comes to something like TikTok, when it comes to something like these social media platforms, we've got a news organization that is basically informing an entire generation. How do you handle that? And the decisions you make on that change everything. Let's go to some commercials. We'll be back. Good morning, Pensacola.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you the, it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021, they have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Craig Heinzman here sitting in for the one and the only Andrew McKay on this Friday. Before a little bit of a rainy weekend or a rainy start to the weekend, we talked a little bit about the government purchase of TikTok, and it brings me to something that I want to point out, which is the law of unintended consequences. I don't know if you've ever given this much thought. Recently, I feel like I've given this much more thought than I had previously. Especially with everything going on at Davos and everything we talk about with Greenland and how those things went down, because we talked a little bit about the fact that some concessions were made, some threats, you know, veiled threats were made, some not so veiled threats were made. And then what we have to understand is that all of those things, all of these policies about TikTok, these things, how we handle this, the oversimplification of those things can cause unintended consequences. And we need to think through those a little bit. So there's a number of examples of unintended consequences, some good, some bad. So the demilitarized zones in the Cold War and demilitarized zones in North Korea are havens for wildlife. It's just like one of the unintended consequences. It's a great I think it's a Disney Plus. It might have been National Geographic piece on the flourishing of wildlife during COVID and how wildlife just kind of popped up everywhere. It's an unintended consequence of a terrible thing. We found out, and something that Pensacola knows very well. In fact, we're getting ready to do another one of these just down the street. I wish it was here, but you know, it's not too far. The sinking of the USS America, but we found out that sunken ships actually become artificial reef, not the intended in the original. You know, no one was like, "Oh, I'm just going to sink this ship right here because it makes, you know, it's what I want to do." No, but we realized when we came and we found these ships that they were now wildlife habitats. So now the unintended consequence has led us to an intended consequence. We will now physically sink ships to create said habitats. So everything has an unintended consequence. And we're going to get into this probably at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little bit about a call from about 400 different millionaires that said, you know, basically showed up at Davos and said, tax us. We want to be taxed. And we believe that there should be a millionaire's tax or a super rich wealth tax. Sounds really good at its, you know, when you immediately, you know, say, yeah, that's right, we need that. Emotionally, it sounds good, especially if you're not somebody who is living paycheck to paycheck, or you don't feel like the system is just, you kind of go, yeah, that sounds like it's a good idea. Until you go to the unintended consequences of that thing. So in the early 2000s, AOL, remember that? That was a long time ago for some of us. You know, what's crazy to me now is there's a whole generation of people that have never heard a dial-up modem. It was the sound of my college years, and no one has heard that sound. My kids have never heard that sound. Find a clip of that sound. Play it to somebody, a millennial. See if they can even recognize it. It's like I used to see YouTube videos of people giving rotary phones to kids and saying, "Hey, you know, show me how to call somebody on this." And they're trying to figure the rotary phone out because they've never seen one. It's pretty crazy.
We played it for our kids. They laugh.
Oh yeah. And to think, our you remember having, you know, loading a video or loading picture back then, it came up line by line, just very, very slowly. And when AOL launched its spam filters or I will say purity filter, because that is me in my profanity filter. That's the word I was looking for. It's profanity filter. There was a problem with one specific area of the region, and that was Scunthorpe in Scotland, I believe it was this. And Scunthorpe, as a city, you'll have to look it up. I can't most likely spell it out online, but inside the word Scunthorpe is a four-letter word that is deemed to be an inappropriate word. And so nobody in Scunthorpe could start an AOL account because the profanity filter would not allow them because of the name of their town. Google had some of the same issues with this one specific community. And it's when we understand that every action has unintended consequences, when there are certain things that we put in place, there are downline effects we don't expect. So this whole TikTok thing, banning it, controlling it, taking it out of the hands of China. I mean, I completely do not want a foreign country at all dictating what my kids see, what your kids see. I don't think that's smart for anybody. It's not new, FYI. That's kind of been around for a long period of time. But I mean, NPR is kind of based on that whole model. But what now is the downline consequences of this takeover, of this control? What becomes the downline consequences of that? Some other unintended consequences examples you probably have heard of: prohibition. You know, famous unintended consequences case where, hey, we want to curb and you know, keep people away from alcohol, the dangers of alcohol, the deadliness of alcohol. So it drove many small alcohol businesses out. Those suppliers couldn't navigate the ways to get around that. But large-scale organized crime knew exactly how to get around that. And so what you did unintendedly is you boosted all the revenue coming to organized crime. That's when you see this giant boom in the organized crime and the Al Capones, and those folks come into play. Not necessarily they weren't already there, but they were not as powerful as they had gotten until prohibition happened. So when we make decisions about things like Greenland, about things in the world, when our leaders make decisions, there are unintended consequences. One of the things that we understand, Gulf Breeze News was on yesterday, Lisa Newell, Gulf Breeze News. We talked about this. There was a group of citizens and lawmakers that met at the beach this past week because there's a plan on right now to open up the outer shelf of the Gulf of Mexico for oil drilling. Well, if you've been in Pensacola for a good length of time, you know exactly what the unintended consequences of that can look like. right? We saw the oil spill. We saw the damage it did to one of the biggest tourist attractions, you know, the biggest draws we have in this town. That was happening. And then, of course, there's also looking out, seeing oil platforms on the horizon and whatnot. Now, an unintended consequences of oil platforms, great for fishing, apparently. I don't know. I've never gone deep sea fishing out that way. My wife has. I get incredibly seasick. Tried the patches, tried the pills, tried the little hold your wrist with the button thing. Nothing works. Nothing works. So I haven't gotten out there. But what I'm saying is, guys, as we look forward and as you go through your life, as you walk through and you make decisions, understand that an oversimplification of a problem, an oversimplification of a solution can lead to unintended consequences that have massive downline effects, some good, some bad. And we as people and as citizens, responsible citizens, have to understand those things. We're going to get to a few other news stories. So something I'm excited to see happen. Again, I don't fish, like I said, even off the land, I don't mind it. It's not I just don't love it. It's like somebody offered to take me hunting. I was like, I'd go. I've gone before. I've sat in a tree stand. I don't crave it. It's not a big thing for me. I know some guys, it's just everything for them, man. They love every bit of it. And I think that's great. It's just not my thing. But one thing I do love seeing is when you drive over the Pensacola Bay Bridge, that pier, that fishing pier, so many people love that, use that, and have. It has been damaged, obviously, through Sally, the replacement of the 3 Mile Bridge, the Chappy James Bridge. I don't even know what we call it anymore. Pensacola Bay Bridge, whatever. You know, you can email me and text me and tell me how wrong I was. Sorry. But that got taken care of after a very long fight. But now, finally, the fishing pier is coming down. Not in failure, but in preparation. There's heavy equipment out there right now. They're taking those pieces down, and they're going to replace it. And what's cool about that is you're going to get to see families out there fishing, and people just enjoying time out there. And I think it's one of those things that, again, an unintended consequences of the previously destroyed bridge was now we got this really cool fishing pier. Well, now we're saying what was just hey, we're not going to destroy the bridge totally because we want to give some people the opportunity to fish. Now became, we're actually destroying the bridge totally so that we can give people an opportunity to fish. That, right? That unintended consequence became a real consequence. The new pier is going to be stronger, more resilient, better prepared for storms. It's going to have a few more amenities like that. And that matters because rebuilding is not optional here in our area. It is the way of life, as we do. So, obviously, we talked a little bit about the weather coming in, the cold weather that's about to come in. We want to make sure that you're taken care of. Check on elderly neighbors. That's a big deal. Council on Aging always is good about talking through this stuff. Josh Newby and those guys out there. Because cold, it will kill quietly. It is not something that we need to just lightly walk into this weekend. Lots of other news stories to get to. Craig Heinzman sitting in for Andrew McKay. Thanks for being here.
News. I'm CJ Papa. More than 200 million people in the path of a huge winter storm set to hammer 40 states. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
We're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
State emergency in effect in several states. Meanwhile,
here in Dallas, we could see close to a quarter to a half an inch of ice. On top of this, there is that small chance that the Dallas area could get a little bit of snow. A lot of that's going to stick a little bit farther to the north of I-20.
Fox Weather's Bain Froney. TikTok avoids a ban in the U.S. by finalizing a deal backed by President Trump. The joint venture gives American entities just over 80% control of the widely popular social media app. The March for Life kicks off today in D.C., while activists and others calling for a day of action with a march and rally in downtown Minneapolis, a group protesting ICE enforcement operations in the city. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 54 degrees here across the area. We'll get to our full weather forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Police in Atmore have arrested one suspect. They're searching for two others after a shooting on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Two victims were seriously injured outside of a convenience store on Ashley Street and Carver Avenue. Police say they traced the shooting to a home on Everett Street where several people fled into the woods. Officers used drone technology to find one suspect. Police are now searching for Nathaniel Crenshaw Jr. and Imoni Long. Crenshaw faces two attempted murder charges along with other counts. Police say more arrests are expected as that investigation continues. A Pensacola man facing charges after a woman died of a drug overdose. Keoki Mantel Simmons was arrested recently for homicide after Mary Sullivan died 2 months ago of a fentanyl overdose. PPD says Simmons sold her the drugs. He's being held without bond. Pensacola police do say anybody who brings dangerous narcotics into the community and causes harm to families will be aggressively pursued and held accountable for those actions. Now, a human trafficking survivor asking Santa Rosa County to reconsider their plans for the old courthouse building. Rhonda Fisher yesterday telling the Santa Rosa commissioners that converting the old courthouse to housing would bring potentially more traffickers, more victims to the area. Instead, she's proposing they turn it into a community center.
But the vision that I'm seeing is indoor basketball courts, possibly racquetball courts, pickleball. Everybody's loving pickleball right now. We could even do like a boxing ring or something. But when I was coming out of my trafficking, me and my mother moved, and I had a community center to go to. I could go play racquetball. There were classes that we could take in the evenings or even in the afternoons for all kinds of things.
Fisher serves on the Circuit One Human Trafficking Task Force, and she envisions the building housing, sports facilities, job training, small business rental space. A coalition of local nonprofits is backing that proposal. Commissioners did approve continuing their negotiations with BioDistrict Consulting on the courthouse project, but they haven't made a final decision as of yet. Well, Florida Democrats renewing their push to restore abortion access, unveiling the Reproductive Freedom Act in the House and the Senate yesterday. Timed to the 53rd anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, the proposal would roll back Florida's six-week abortion ban and also protect access to birth control and IVF while shielding doctors and others who give patients reproductive care.
Restrictions are dangerous when a woman, a family, or, you know, each pregnancy requires a different type of care, all of which should be decided between a woman in consultation with her physician, her faith, and her family. Not politicians.
House Democrat leader Fentrese Driscoll does acknowledge that Republicans hold a supermajority in the legislature, but says Democrats plan to keep filing the bill year after year until abortion rights are restored in the state. 5:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at some showers today, 40% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies, high near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 67. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 64. For your Sunday, 90% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 68, and temperatures dropping Sunday night to 29 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, again, 52 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes, we've got breaking news. Anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. TikTok said it has completed a deal to spin off its U.S. operations. As part of the new joint venture, tech giant Oracle MGX, and tech investment firm Silver Lake will each own a 15% stake. The app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, will retain a roughly 20% stake in the venture. Microsoft said it is working to resolve technical issues that were getting in the way of people sending and receiving email messages in its Outlook application. The event happened in the middle of U.S. business hours, leading people to address the issue on social media as schools, government institutions, and companies dealt with the outage. Chinese tech giant Xiaomi saw its shares pop over 2% after it announced a stock buyback program worth up to $321 million. The repurchase plan comes as the electric vehicle and smartphone maker looks to reassure investors amid intensifying competition, rising component costs, and recent product safety concerns. Futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're 64, about to turn 65, or you're retiring, or for whatever reason you want to find out more information about Medicare, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. This is all she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, and she'll help you understand, you know, what's supplement, what's Advantage, what is Medicaid, does Medicaid apply to me? Because a lot of people, and you may be one, don't know the difference, and that's okay. Because these questions aren't that hard, but if you don't know the answers, it can be a little stressful to think about going from private insurance or company-based insurance to government insurance, but it's really not that hard to understand, and she can certainly explain it to you. Give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
All right. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I am not Andrew McKay, obviously. My name is Craig Heinzman, community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church. So glad to see you. Glad to have you here. Pensacola's got some pretty famous people, honestly. And it looks like we've got one more coming to the plate. She's already famous in her own right, but you're going to be able to check her out on American Idol coming up. Keela Richardson is a gospel singer out of Pensacola. She's been singing here in Pensacola since she was five, and you can find great clips of her doing that. She went on to sing it on BET Sunday Best. She was one of those contestants. And then she went on to even move from Sunday Best. She ended up going to... she had a Billboard single, So Good, that was actually a number one on the gospel airplay. And then she went on to a film called Due Season with Vivica Fox. So she acted a little bit. Never thought she'd be a part of that. Well, she made it to the judges table on American Idol. So as you start going through the season, this process, and I've known a few people that have gone and done the American Idol auditions, to get to the judges' table, you have to be incredibly good or incredibly bad. There's really no in-betweens. That the decently good person is not getting to that table. Because I know guys that are, I mean, you've put them in a room with other guys locally, they sing circles around them. They're just incredible. Didn't get an audition, but she got an audition. So you're going to be able to see her there on, I think it's premiering soon, on ABC and Hulu and all the apps now. Yeah, that's going to be premiering at 7 p.m. on January 26th, and you can stream it the next day. But go check that out. Support those, our Pensacolians. We love it when Pensacola makes good. Another Fox show that's been really touted is a show called Best Medicine. Abigail Spencer is in that. Abby is a longtime Pensacola resident. Actually, I was in, so I said earlier in the show, shockingly enough, I'm not a Hunter Fisher outdoorsman guy. That's because I was a musical theater guy. Yeah, that shocks a lot of people. Not really. So you look like a musical theater guy. Yeah, no, I know. No, I was in show choir at Woodham High School, and that was my claim to fame as well as acting and whatnot. So I came up at the same time. I was a little bit older, about a year or two older than Abigail Spencer, Katie Mixon, Ashley Brown, all those crews. I was in productions locally with all of those. Ashley Brown, of course, went on to Broadway. She played Mary Poppins on Broadway, as well as another thing. Katie Mixon, American Housewife, was the large show that she was a part of for a long period of time. Actress, incredibly funny lady. And then, of course, now Abigail Spencer, who's in Best Medicine, which is so I think there comes a point in time. I didn't realize that it happened. All of a sudden, it happened in my life. And I at this point in time, there's no reversing it. It's an incurable disease in my own household, and that is that I went from being someone who doesn't watch PBS and British television to someone who does. I still haven't gotten into the period pieces that my wife's into, the big period stuff, but I'm a huge fan of British television and British, crime dramas and Midsummer's Murders and all these, because they're interesting, yet they're kind of stupid at the same time. And so you're just like, this whole premise makes no sense, but it's mindless entertainment. I don't know. But the show Best Medicine that Abigail is on is actually a remake of a British show called Doc Martin. And Doc Martin was a very long-running, very successful show in Britain. We've watched the entire season, all the seasons of Doc Martin. I think it's like 15 seasons of Doc Martin. We've watched all of it. And so when they decided to do this show Best Medicine, I don't know. I wasn't excited. I don't know what I was, because I'm going, the original show is so good. I don't know that I really want people to mess with it, but they've done a decent job so far of getting through it. But Abigail Spencer, again, Pensacola's own, right there on that show. I just enjoy seeing folks from our town make it big. So check out American Idol. Check out Keila Richardson on that show. Check out Best Medicine and Abby Spencer. Speaking of television, movies, the Academy Award nominations came out. The big winner, obviously the big winner when it comes to nominations was the movie Sinners. It had 16 total. So it is now the most nominated film in history. I have not seen the movie. I'm not a big horror genre kind of guy. That doesn't appeal to me. But it's crazy to me that this is the most nominated film of all time. Now, they did add a category called casting. So there's a new casting category. So that kind of gives them a leg up on the previous. It would be like shortening the home run wall a little bit and be like, yeah, so you know, we have a new home run champion. Yeah, but the wall's a little shorter and the bats are a little nicer and da-da-da-da-da. Other films that were nominated, Best Picture nominees, there was one battle after another. Hamnet, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, Frankenstein, Train Dreams, Secret Agent, and, of course, Sinners. Everyone's saying one battle after another is probably going to take that. I have got to say, again, I'm running a pretty decent record here of when the Academy Awards nominations come out, I have not seen a single one of those movies. It's pretty much been the common, and I don't know if it's, maybe it's just my movie taste is terrible, who knows, but some of, I've heard of a lot of these, but one battle after another, obviously if you've, I've heard of that. Frankenstein, I've obviously heard of that. This current one. Never heard of Marty Supreme. Train Dreams, I hadn't heard about. But we're going to have Julio Diaz on a little bit later, and he's going to be able to help us navigate some of these movies and what's been coming out. But let's get to some commercials first, and we'll get back.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
There's a parade somewhere
you probably want to know about.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
We are rambling along through the 5 o'clock hour. Craig Heinzman here sitting in for Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3 AM dial 1620. We talked a little bit in the opening of the show about the law of unintended consequences and how we have to make sure that we're careful as we walk through things. Yesterday we talked through the Pensacola Bay Center renovation that's going to be proposed here in just a few hours. They're going to be talking about that at the county commissioners meeting. No votes expected on it, just kind of a proposal. I would recommend everyone go to the county commission, look through that proposal, look at what the possibilities are. Is everything necessary? No, everything is not necessary. But things are vital. We are going to have to fix up the existing Bay Center, even if that's the only thing we did. Not just the patch at 20, there's a $22 million like this, the bottom line, get it functional. But it's not making it actually usable. There's a difference between functional and usable. Truly usable is, I think, I want to say $89 million. That's the truly usable piece of that. And I think we need to get to that point. We really, really do. I really, really, really love the multi-purpose facility. That is a huge need in Pensacola. It's a 55,000 square foot area that's completely open. You can the plans show you how, like, 9 basketball courts can be on there at the same exact time. Stupid hundreds of pickleball courts can be on there at the same time. 274 vendors tables. So for things like Pensacon coming up again, that we'll talk with Julio about, these things are vital. That's a need in our community. But one thing, when we talk about the law of unintended consequences, one thing that is not in this plan, because if you look at the plan, they're going to take up almost the entirety of the parking lot for the Pensacola Bay Center. Almost the entire parking lot. But you got to have parking for the event. And right now, as it stands, there are no parking structures in this plan at all. So we're going to have these amazing buildings that no one can park at. Now, I didn't realize how much it cost. Do you realize how much it costs to build a parking garage per space? Take a guess.
$30 million.
Yeah, no, per space. Like, oh, per space. Each parking space costs how much?
You're talking about the whole structure.
Yeah.
Per space, I have no idea.
Yeah, $40,000 a space.
Oh, wow.
That's how much the going rate is. So to build a parking structure for the Bay Center would be in the neighborhood of $80 million. And so I see why you don't want it, but parking structures can make money. Just look at the city of Pensacola. They have parking structures that are self-funded. They're making money. I know people don't like to pay the fines, but this is why we have to pay. That's what we have to pay for parking, because parking costs money. It is what it is. But we have a beautiful design. We have a beautiful building. We've got a beautiful future. We just don't have any parking for it, and we got to figure that out. I was looking through it again, and I had noticed that there was a couple of these statements about parking, and I wasn't 100% clear that there was incremental parking spaces needed, and I was, what does that mean? It means they don't provide any parking. So we have this stuff. We need the parking. So we want to make sure that we get parking at this new base center, but we want to move forward in this stuff like that. We want to move forward in our community, move forward in progress. I talked yesterday. I am encouraging so many people, go down, eat at Palafox, eat at these businesses, you know, go to Doghouse Deli or whatever it's called now. It's always Doghouse Deli for me. I don't know. It's same owner, same. You can still get a Velvet Elvis, which, if you've never had a Velvet Elvis, the best hot dog you'll ever have in your life, and you just don't think about it. Don't overthink it. Don't go down there and be like, what's on the Velvet Elvis? Don't ask. Just get it and take a bite. It is the best hot dog. I try to make it at the house. I can't do it justice. But if you've never had peanut butter on your hot dog, now you know that you have to.
Doghouse Downtown is what it's called.
Doghouse Downtown now. Okay. Well, there you go. So it's still Doghouse. I joked yesterday that, because I thought in the plans, it looks like there's a road that they were going to pave over or build over the Waffle House down there at the corner across from the, they're not, it's not, that's not in the plans. But I was like, oh my goodness, we can't lose the Waffle House. The Waffle House is a staple. I thought if they're going to make it all fancy, we could do a fancy Waffle House, you know, the House of W. That would be kind of cool. But yeah, the Velvet Elvis hot dog is amazing. But go down there, because right now we got the Palafox reconstruction happening. And it is pretty neat to sit there and watch. Because I was talking with was talking with somebody yesterday, and he was talking about how, you know, most construction projects that are happening on major roads in Pensacola, you can't, there's no real area to sit back and go, huh, that's how they do that. Or take your kids to see the giant excavators. That you're not doing that at 29. I promise you that. 29 in the interstate. Not on purpose. If your car breaks down, maybe you are. But you can go down and eat, watch that, walk down the streets, take those shops in. But we have to have stormwater drainage. That's an absolute must in that community downtown, which means we're going to have to make those changes. And Pensacola is growing. Pensacola is moving. So things like the Pensacola Bay Center renovations are going to need to happen to continue to move us forward. You've got Mobile tearing theirs to the ground because they had to. They could not retrofit. Luckily for us, the Pensacola Bay Center's bones are so good that we can actually just basically renovate it. It'll look completely brand new. It'll function almost as completely brand new. But we don't have to spend $400 million to tear it down. If you've ever had an in-ground swimming pool, when we moved into our house, we had an in-ground swimming pool that probably hadn't been utilized in 6 or 7 years, completely empty. And so we were like, well, we'll just fill it in. We'll just have it removed and fill in. It would have cost me, they said $30,000 to take it out. I was like, just to remove it? Like, oh yeah, it costs you about $30,000. I was like, how is that humanly possible? But it turns out, guess what? The destruction of stuff costs money too. So if we don't take care of stuff like the Bay Center, we're going to end up having to tear it down, which is going to cost us a whole lot more money, which means we're going to, as taxpayers, go back to unintended consequences of kicking the can down the road, not wanting to make these changes happen, not fighting those fights and saying, hey, you know, what's going to be necessary, not just to keep us going now, but to keep us going deep into the future in the Pensacola area. And that kind of space is certainly necessary. So next hour, we're going to get into things like we talked a little bit about those 400 millionaires that wanted to be taxed and at Davos. They were talking about that, talk about some unintended consequences behind this idea of tax the rich. Also want to get into the speaking of taxing and whatnot, we're going to get into the Florida budget. We just got, not the Florida budget. The U.S. budget just got passed. What does that mean for us? Look at some of the Florida House amendments that are coming up. Some of the things that are going to be important, not only here locally, some of the things sponsored by our folks locally. But there's so much happening around the world that we want you to be a part of. We want you to know about. Right now, March for Life's getting ready to kick off in D.C. So that's going to be a historic day. Lots of stuff happening in the pro-life world. And the Run for Life is happening this Saturday, actually at Olive Baptist Church. If you want to sign up for that, runforlife.org is happening this Saturday. So we'll see you at the 6 o'clock hour. Craig Heinzman, Pensacola Morning News.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Millions of Americans are doing the same thing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, getting ready for a nasty winter storm.
I'm just looking for a loaf of bread to get me through the weekend.
But that's not been easy in Dallas.
This is my sixth store I've been to today. I started out last night, but the shelves are all empty.
Texas will start to get hit tonight.
And boy, we are going to have a large-scale storm on our hands.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
From Texas all the way to the Northeast. Now, I think ice is going to be the most damaging, the most deadly, the most dangerous of this entire situation. In some cases, maybe an inch of ice, but even a quarter inch of ice, that's going to be enough to take down power lines. Dallas, over to Little Rock, getting up towards Nashville.
It's also going to be frigid in many areas. There are 40 below zero wind chills now in Minnesota, where a day of anti-ice protest is planned. Organizers urging people to not work, not go to school, and not shop. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey praises those standing up against immigration enforcement raids he opposes.
We're seeing constitutional violations play out in real time.
Vice President Vance went to Minneapolis calling for calm and cooperation.
Working with state and local officials, we can make the worst moments of chaos much less common.
Three people have been arrested in a federal investigation into the anti-ICE protest inside a St. Paul church on Sunday. The deal's done to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. The social media app's Chinese parent company has sold most of TikTok to a group of mostly American investors.
With ByteDance, the Chinese-owned company, retaining a nearly 20% stake. The arrangement settles concerns from lawmakers about Chinese influence and data collection. Congress passed a law in 2024 banning TikTok in the U.S. unless the app was sold.
Fox's Jared Halper. Now to another done deal.
Pulling out of the World Health Organization was among the executive orders signed by President Trump on his first day back in office, accusing it of mismanaging the COVID-19 pandemic and being too susceptible to political influence. Also, there's never been an American as its chief executive. That withdrawal has now been finalized.
That's Fox's Chris Foster. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
He wants Jack Smith to be prosecuted. President Trump posted that on Truth Social after the special counsel, who got two Trump indictments, testified at a House hearing.
Rather than accept his defeat in the 2020 election, President Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results.
The other indictment Smith defended charged the then former president for mishandling classified documents. Both cases were dropped after the president was elected again.
Texas Republican Congressman Brandon Gill questioned Jack Smith's effort to obtain Republican phone records as part of Smith's investigation into January 6th, noting he got the records, including of then Speaker Kevin McCarthy, under a non-disclosure order so phone companies couldn't notify targets of the investigation. Gill said Smith called lawmakers a flight risk.
You were using clearly false information to secure a non-disclosure order to hide from Speaker McCarthy and from the American people the fact that you were spying on his toll records.
Smith defended his decision.
I had grave concerns about obstruction of justice in this investigation, specifically with regards to Donald Trump.
Republicans said this violated rules protecting lawmakers engaged in legislative acts. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Also at the House, Republicans, with some Democrat support, passed the final appropriations bills to fund the government to avert another shutdown that looms a week from today. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling after a second day of rebounding, got back all the Dow's losses from Tuesday's big sell-off. Another NFL team has a new head coach.
Just over 2 weeks after ending the John Harbaugh era, Baltimore has brought in a familiar face. The Ravens hired 42-year-old Jesse Minter on Thursday to be the next head coach of the organization. Minter's first four seasons in the NFL were with the Ravens, and he spent the past 2 years working for John's brother, Jim Harbaugh, as defensive coordinator of the Chargers.
Fox's Joe Morgan. John Harbaugh already has a new job. He's head coach of the New York Giants now. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 55 degrees. It is cloudy this morning. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning. Traffic's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Roads are looking good right now. I-10 and 110 both looking good. If you're in US 98, east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smooth. We do have one accident, and that is going to be Whiting Field Circle right near Rupert Orso Drive in Milton. Use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. It is 6:05 here at News Radio 92.3. A piece of military history recognized yesterday in Pensacola. Private Thomas Martin was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal at Veterans Memorial Park. Martin was one of the original Montford Point Marines. the first African Americans to serve in the Marine Corps. Arnold C. Johnson is the national president of the Montford Point Marine Association.
Captain Martin is one of our original Montford Point Marines. His story is just profound with the 20,000 Marines in which went through Montford Point Camp between the years of 1942 and 1949. And Private Martin just so happens to be one of those Marines that went through that time and deal when those were first African Americans that joined the Marine Corps.
Martin was born in England. His family lived in the Virgin Islands. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian honor for military service. Police in Atmore have arrested one suspect. They're still searching for two others after a shooting on Martin Luther King Jr. Day this week. Two victims were seriously hurt outside of a convenience store at Ashley Street and Carver Avenue there. Police say they traced the shooting to a home on Everett Street where several people had fled into the woods. Officers used drone technology to find one of those suspects. Police are now searching for Nathaniel Crenshaw Jr. and Imani Long. Crenshaw faced